Hey guys, good morning. Welcome back to my podcast. So today, as you guys know, I move with my spirit. I do my podcasts based on things that, you know, go through my mind. And so recently, there's been a saying that has been, you know, very strongly resonating with me. I think I just saw it somewhere and it was written that it was by Winston Churchill. The truth is, these days we see lots of quotes tagged to people's names that probably never said them. But anyway, the quote did make sense to me, and it is, when you're going through hell, keep going, you know. It's so interesting. It's so, like, when you first see that quote, it doesn't immediately stand out to you what it means, like, keep going. But when you've had, you know, when you've actually had some challenges in life, especially challenges that are more, you know, chronic? You use chronic when talking about diseases. Okay, so like when you have challenges that are just there, like constantly there for a while, you know, because sometimes people have things that just happen suddenly. It's painful, but it happens and it goes within a month. But with, you know, some challenges can last a year, 2 years. When you're going through that, it's, you know, it's so easy to just want to give up and, you know, just give up. And when you give up, obviously you succumb to whatever it is. But when you keep going, you don't stop. You know, it's like, I see it as, there's only, like, when you're going through hell, there's only one way into hell and one way out of hell. And if you stop anywhere, you're gonna stay in hell. You have to just keep going until you're out of hell. Do you see what I mean? And nobody's gonna help you. You have to keep going. And so I just see it as, you know, when you're going through difficult times, and I've had some really difficult times lately, and what kept playing in my head, because, you know, you can imagine a time when nothing is working, everything is falling apart, and you're doing so much to just try to at least put some pieces together. It's like you have a jigsaw puzzle that just really breaks apart into tiny little smithereens, and you're just trying to put like tiny pieces, like even if it's just two pieces together, so that at least you can get a glimpse of things. But no, everything is just staying apart. You just have to find a way to keep your head up and keep moving. And it's very difficult sometimes, especially when there's no purpose. So, you know, I think there's always a good thing when you have a purpose, when you have a reason to continue. And I think everybody does have a purpose. It's just that sometimes we're not in tune. We're not, you know, in touch with our purpose. We don't really know what it is. Like, say for example, with me, there was a time in my life, you know, me a good number of years ago, honestly, my life had no purpose. My life, I was just on earth to exist. It was like, when I really think about it now, because now I'm very, very like in tune with my feelings. I know what's going on around me. I know when my feelings are changing. And so, like, I can tell that there's a huge difference between me now and then. Now my life has so much purpose. I have a reason to want to do things. I have a zeal. I have that drive. But before, yes, I wanted to be okay. Yes, I wanted to be, you know, comfortable. But I didn't have the drive. I don't know if anyone has experienced this. You really just exist. Like, okay, I just don't want to suffer. I just don't want to be sick, but I, you know, I'm okay. I'm just coasting, you know, just coasting. So I think that's how I was before. And so I didn't have that drive to do things, but now I do. And back then, if I got like some answers, like no as an answer to something I really, really wanted, I just left it alone. Like, I didn't even stress myself. But now I'm at this point where my drive is bigger than everything else. And so, you know, I don't stop. Like, no matter how much you try to just bury me in the ground or you try to just put me down, I will not stop. I'm so driven right now that, like, nothing on this earth can stop me. Nothing at all. I can't even think about something. And there's so many things. When I look at my path, you know, it's like I'm running a race and there's just some evil person just constantly putting obstacles. And when I jump over obstacles, they try to put bigger ones and I still jump over them and they try to put bigger ones. Look, I'm not going to lie and say it's by my power. I'm going to be honest. I'm Christian, right? And I believe in God. And I strongly believe that God has literally been by my side. Like, he has just been by my side in a way that when there's an obstacle and, you know, I look at him, I'm like, God, I cannot cross this one. He looks at me like my father. He says, look, you can cross it. I cry. I say, God, I cannot cross this one. He says, you can cross it. I cry. Like, you know, I have been there. I have been at that point where I just wanted to stop. I didn't want to keep going. Like, I saw the obstacle. I did not want to keep going. But God looked at me and said, you have to. You cannot. And so the thing just stuck in my head, like, when you're in hell, just keep going. Somehow you will find the strength. Somehow you will get what it takes to cross that obstacle. And guess what? You have to actually have the will. Because if there's an obstacle and you don't have the will to climb it, chances are you will not. But if you have the will to climb it, like, you know, when God says to me, keep going, and then I look at that obstacle, and because I trust God, I do trust him. Oh gosh, it feels like I'm preaching, but guys, this is my podcast. If you're here, there's a reason. You know, I do trust God. I trust him so much that when he says to me, move, I move. When he says to me, stop, I stop, because I know that he knows what I'm capable of doing. And so if he says, keep going, I look at that obstacle and then the will comes, the drive comes. I say, I'm going to cross you. And then I look at it. And then, you know, when you say you're going to cross it, you start to think of how you can cross it. Because at first you thought you couldn't, because obviously you're, you know, without thinking too hard, you probably can't. But when you think of how you can cross it, you start to think of the tools you can use, what you can use to cross it. Somehow, you then find a way and you cross it. And then let's say you meet another bigger obstacle again. The same thing happens. You stop. Wow, well, God, I crossed the first one, but this one's even bigger. How do I cross this one? He goes, you can cross it. Keep going. And then I look at it and I'm like, ha, God, I really can't. I'm crying. I can't. This one is much, much bigger. This is like 3 times bigger than the last obstacle. God, what do you think I am? And God is like, I know who you are. Keep going. Oh my gosh. That trust. You see, God, I think God trusts us just as much as we should trust him. You know, the way God trusts us is how much we should trust him, right? So, like, if you know, if God trusts you, he will put, how do I put this? There is no challenge you will face that you're not capable of crossing, right? So essentially, nothing is going to come to you that's not beyond your power, or that's beyond your power. Yeah, anything that comes to you, it means you have the power to cross it. And so you have to try to cross it. You have to cross it. And so, you know, I've just kept going. Let me let you guys know that I'm not out of hell yet. But you know when you're towards the door and so the breeze gets cooler? I'm kind of there. I think I'm there. I'm not there yet, but I think I am. Who knows? Maybe another obstacle can come, because that's how the devil works. But then I know that I'm going to keep going, right? And so, like, that's just what, you know, my spirit decided to pour out today. And, like, you know, just don't succumb to challenges, because when you do, you stay in hell. You stay there. You really don't move out of it. And always have that faith that you can do it. And don't let anybody put you down. Because people, when I say obstacles, it comes in from... Sometimes when we talk of the devil, do you know that the devil is not necessarily somebody just walking around, someone with horns on his head? No. I don't see that as the devil. I see the devil as, you know, the evil... people having spirits within them that cause you harm, people having things like people having hatred for you. Have you ever felt that? I have. I had never before, but I have. And trust me, it is demonic. It's like, there's a difference between not liking someone. Yes, you know, you have a friend you don't talk to anymore and all that. Do you know that not even talking to someone anymore is a sign of some level of love? Because rather than hurt the person with maybe negativity, you just leave the person alone. But when you... How do I put this? It's like, I don't know. Let me use some animals that, you know, creep us out. Let's say a snake, for example, right? You don't like a snake. Or I don't like a snake. I'm not going to speak for you because some people like snakes. I don't like snakes. Snakes creep me out. I'm afraid of snakes. No. I need to rephrase. I do not hate snakes. I don't not like snakes. I like them, but I'm afraid of them. Yes, that's the word. I'm afraid of snakes. But I will not kill a snake. Well, let's be honest. I can't even kill a snake, even if I could. But if I could, let's just assume I could kill a snake and, like, you know, I could go into a bush now and all the snakes in there would be dead. I probably wouldn't, because I don't hate those snakes. I want them to live and thrive in their own environment, just as I'm living and thriving in my own. Yes, the snake shouldn't cross my path, but I won't cross its path too. And when I see it, I'm not going to kill it. I'm just going to leave it be because it didn't come in my way, right? That's kind of how relationships with people you don't like should be. It's like, I don't like you. Stay on your own. I stay on my own. I wish you well on your own. You wish me well on my own, hopefully. But when there is hatred, like an actual heart filled with hatred, you will find that you want to kill the snake, even if the snake is running away from you. Do you see the difference there? It's like the snake is not even coming to you. The snake is not attacking you. The snake is literally just trying to survive, but you are just there trying to kill it just because you hate it, just because I just hate you. That is what happens when there is hatred between two human beings. Not saying they're trying to kill you, but they hate you so much that they are literally wishing you dead. Most of the time, they cannot kill you just because of the law. That's the truth. If there was no law and there was nothing controlling them, some of these people would kill you. That's how bad hatred is. Hatred is something that makes people wish you evil, and any way that they can, they will do evil to you. And I have felt that recently in my life. I have felt it. I've seen, you know, someone has told me, you know, like people you would trust with your heart and everything, tell you things like, I want you to be uncomfortable. You should walk on eggshells. Like, they will tell you things like, you know, like things, they would show hate. You will be sick. They'll be smiling to your face. Literally like I'm happy you're sick. You will be like dying and they will just be smiling like, yeah. That's what hatred is. And that is how I see that. That for me is the devil. So when I say the devil, I mean, we talk about the devil every day, and most of us imagine some guy with horns and, you know, teeth and, you know, claws and everything. But that person has never attacked me. That person I imagine has never actually come to attack me in real life. It's people who attack you. It's people who hate you. It's people who wish you evil. That for me is the devil. And it doesn't mean they are the devil in terms of the horns and everything. It just means that that spirit is within them for you. the devil uses people. The devil does not come to you directly. He uses people around you. And that's not to say that this devil in them is also attacking every other person. No, the attack is meant for you. It has your name on it. So that person who is evil towards me can be an angel protecting another person. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? The devil could even be using me too. That's another truth. It could be using me against one person in this life. And then other people are just, you know, good. You know, I'm just good with them. So what I'm trying to say is, try to be mindful of that. Try to be aware of who the devil is in your life. And try to, you know what you can do. But just always remember still that even when the devil is trying to attack you, as long as you're steadfast in prayer and everything, and your faith is strong, and you know that you're doing no evil to this person, you will be protected, because light shines over darkness. Light always shines over darkness. And so you will surely be protected, and you will surely come out of that, you know, and you will surely escape the devil's claws. And that's just what, you know, I don't know why I even went into that now, but that kind of also just came to my heart. Like, the devil comes through people who want to be evil to you, who are happy to see you literally perish. They want to see you die. They want to see you fail. They want to see you cry. They just want all forms of danger to happen to you. And so just be aware of that, be mindful of that, and know that yes, that's always going to come. When you're aware of it, somehow you can actually avoid the devil, because you know, your relationships with people, you become more aware of like who the devil is using against you and who the devil is not, and things like that. Gosh, man, let me tell you guys, it just sounds like this particular podcast is me preaching, but trust me, it's from my heart. And you know, even if you're not Christian, you can actually kind of see what I'm talking about, in the sense that if you're a spiritual person and you do believe that there's like, you know, a spiritual realm to things, you will know that like these things do happen. If you're not, all well and good, you can just listen to the parts that relate to you. But if you do believe in the spiritual realm, and you know that just as much as there is good, there's also evil, because that's what I believe, you will become more aware of things that surround you, energy around you, and things like that. Anyway, the point of this podcast was, when you are going through hell, keep going, do not stop. You will come out on the other side eventually. Now, thank you guys for listening to this point. I really appreciate you. Like, trust me, you don't even know how much I appreciate you all. And you can always find my podcasts on Google, Apple, Spotify, Castbox, Radio US, and every other place where you can find my podcasts. Until next time, guys, thanks and goodbye.